to do, got to do it, baby.
What's love? It's about us, it's about your stay. What's love?
Got to do, got to do it, baby.
Hey guys, we are back. It's me, Camila.
And Angela.
And Amanda.
And we are on iTunes. We're so excited to start our new season. We're going to be posting out 3 times a week. So you guys better be plugged in and listening to us. And this week was my wedding anniversary, and it just got me really inspired about love. And let's talk about love today.
Okay.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Camila.
Thank you.
Congrats, girl.
Thanks.
It's been, what, a year?
It's been 3 years.
Three?
Yes.
Whoever thought she'd make it so far.
Yeah, since the Vegas wedding.
The Vegas wedding. Yes, because Camila did have 2 weddings.
Yes, I did.
That's I'm a diva.
But anyways, what would you say would be the moment that you looked at Dre and you realized, like, he's the one, like, I want to marry this guy. He better put a ring on it.
Well, he never put a ring on it, but we'll talk about it later. But it's funny because I feel like every time I was in a relationship, I never wasted time with no one. I always thought I'm with this person. I really loved them. I really thought they were the one. And it's cheesy to say when you find the one, you know, because it's true. Like, even though I thought I knew all this time, the day we kissed for the first time, it was just like, it was just meant to be. And I don't know, because we were friends before, so that whole mystery, it wasn't like a mystery, his personality, like, I already loved him as a friend. Mm-hmm. It was just, the kissing was amazing, so I was like, okay. And we started dating, and everything was just so fast, and I think like 2 months later, after the first time we kissed, he was drunk and he said that he loved me. And I was just like, well, I love you too. And it happened so fast that I can't really say when it happened, but it's just like one day you wake up and we got married in Vegas, like you guys know, and we were only been dating for a year, and we didn't know it was gonna last forever. You know, it was kind of like a drunk, funny thing, and we got married, and we're just like, oh, well. And then a year later, we decided to get married for real, meaning like the party and all that. And I think it's little by little. And into this day, I believe that we can be happily married, and maybe he can walk into a store tomorrow and actually find the love of his life. You know, I don't think, I think he can, because all my relationships, I always thought that it was forever, mm-hmm. you know? So I want to think that it's forever now, and it's amazing. I don't think I'm going to find nobody better than him, and I don't want to look for nobody, but, you know, life, it's
you funny. Never know.
You yeah. never know. You yeah. never know, but you just got to live
you
the best.
Figured it out.
Yeah.
Things can happen. That's true, though.
So yeah. Yours was kind of like love at first kiss.
Yes.
Aww.
Did you guys ever been like, do you think you ever been in love with what people talk about in movie and stuff? And, you know?
I mean, I've never had a notebook relationship. But
I don't think that, like,
yeah. No, yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I don't know, because one time I went with my friend, and it was Valentine's Day, and she got her girlfriend, like, a whole bunch of balloons, and she wrote down on a note, like, sticky notes, mm-hmm. and she did, like, honestly, I don't remember exactly, but I want to say it was at least, like, it was more than 20 reasons why I love you. And I'm just looking at her doing this, and I'm just, like, and I'm looking at her write it. She wouldn't let me see what she was writing, but I'm just thinking in my head, like, I'm thinking about the person that I'm in love with, and I'm like,
do I have to?
I don't have. Like, I'm thinking, like, what the hell are you writing, girl? Because she's just writing and writing, and she's writing fast. Like, she's not really even thinking. I'm like, I can't.
But do you think maybe she was, like, writing, like, genetic
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, maybe, like, little,
because
yeah.
Because if you think about it, do you really have 20,
no.
you know,
I tried
things
it.
That I love about
I,
you without being cheesy?
What? Like, I
didn't
can't.
Know what to do.
I started thinking, like, wait, why do I love you?
That's why, like, when I was saying about, like, oh, it's not that I meant, like, I'm not, he's not the love of my life, I'm not the love of his life. What I mean is, like, you never know.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
You just have to.
I think it's weird. Like, I don't think there's an exact moment where you're like, oh, I'm in love now.
But
like,
I know
I think that it just happened.
I definitely, what we have for each other is different. That if he ever came up to me and said, listen, I just met somebody else and it's the love of my life, I would let him go and I'll probably cry, but I would never be mad at him or stopping him because I love him that much that if he ever tells me that he loves somebody else, I want him to love somebody else. You know, yeah. It's like that's when you know you really love someone, mm-hmm. when you put their happiness first. Mm-hmm. And real love, it's not greedy, it's not jealous, it's not...
That's true.
That's what I think real love is.
So, Amanda, what about you? When was the moment that you realized you were in love? Have you been in love?
Are you in love?
I don't know. I have, like, high expectations for love. So, like I'm, like, a writer, romantic, so...
Amanda is a hopeless romantic.
Very. Yes. So, I think that, like, what I want love to be, it might not be real. It might be just fantasy. I know that I don't know if caring about somebody is love. It's weird.
No, it's not, because I feel what you're saying is how we want it to be love. It's how we love people.
Yeah.
And when you find someone that you love that much, like I said, it's like, it doesn't matter. You know? It's so, like, you accept that people have different ways to love.
Do you think that, like, you find love when you find somebody who loves you how you want to be loved?
No, because that's a selfish human thinking, if you think about it. Because human, we're not all the same. But I've seen a couple, and they were talking exactly about this. And I think, what's the name of the show? The guy with the mustache? The talk show? It's kind of like Dr. Phil.
Oh, Steve Harvey?
Yes. So, it was this couple in there. I saw on YouTube just a quick trailer, a short video of it. And the guy was saying that he needed to learn how to love his wife the way she wanted to be loved. Like, he was saying that how he wanted to be loved, he likes to be fed and spend time with and touching him, and his wife was the opposite. She does not a touchy person, and how she feels love, it's you take her out in nice dates and you buy her stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what makes her happy. So, and I thought it was interesting because, like you said, sometimes we want to love the person how you think you want to be loved, but that's not how that person receives love.
Yeah, so everybody sees love differently. It's
I had boyfriends that would give me gifts after gifts, and I'm not a gift person. You know, like, I'd rather you spend time with me, take me out to dinner, you know, than just go ahead and buy me stuff and give me something.
So do you think that, like, if... Okay, because that's, like, how my relationship is now. Like, me, I'm more... emotional things, and I'm very sensitive and very emotional. Like, you guys know I cry a lot. So, like...
Thank you.
Phone problems. Yep. So, I think in my boyfriend is more, like, material things. Like, love to him is, like, taking me out and buying me stuff.
It's his way of showing love.
Yeah, so, like... Do you think that, like, if we're really in love, like, he should learn how to love me how I want him to love me? Or, like, I should learn how to, like...
I think in a relationship, it's all about compromise. Because if you guys don't compromise, then someone's always going... Well, no, there is no such thing as a relationship without compromise. You guys always have to be trying to do things that make the other one happy, even if you don't really want to do it. But when you love someone, you do things for them that you don't really want to do, but you don't mind it because you know it's making them happy.
It is true. And it's also, there's a little trick, because I've always been in a relationship for a year, and I always broke up in that year mark, because I always thought, you know what, if it wasn't great the first year, it's never gonna be great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I, all my friends, like, they come for me for advice, because I had a lot of boyfriends. Okay. So I think I told them, I tell them this, keep up like a log, like every day before you go to sleep, write down, it was that day. Do you went to sleep, like, do you still love this person, or today you want to kill this person? And just do it for like a month, and then look back at it, you know, because it's really easy to have a one fight in the ear, and that fight you'd be like, oh my god, it was such a bad fight, but
and give up on everything else. Yes. When really in the reality, the majority of the time, most you're happy.
Mm-hmm. Or it's very easy to stay in a relationship because you think you're in love, and
the little happy moments that you have
aren't as much as the sad moments. Yeah. Like, I was listening to something, it was a song, and they were like, the easiest thing to do is walk away in a relationship. And I think that the hardest thing to do is walk away.
It is, because you always want to,
like, I have an attachment problem. Like, I don't mm-hmm. want to separate. So, like, I always feel like, oh, just work mm-hmm. it out. You know what I mean? It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. But at the end of the day, like, it might just be better off leaving. So
every episode we talk about this, and I think it all goes back to communication, just knowing what you, just talking to your partner. Mm-hmm. And even though with somebody, like, I feel sometimes we'll be in relationships that we want that person to love you. And I've been in a relationship before that I love, that I thought I loved this person so much, and in the end he never even told me he loved me.
But it was sometimes the hardest relationship too, to walk away. I think that some relationships, the hardest one to walk away from is when you guys both do love and care about each other, but you guys just aren't for each other. Mm-hmm. Because you guys just want to,
it's so hard.
It is, because it's like, well, we love each other, so let's work on this, but it never works on it, because you guys both want two completely different things, and half the time that's okay, but you just need to know that it's time to go and stop trying to push it.
Not wanting to see that person with somebody else.
That's true. It's an attachment and comfort. Yes. You're used, that's your comfort zone. That's your security blanket. You're used to that. You can always run back to that. But
I learned in a psychology class about attachment styles, and it all goes back to how you were raised by your parents. If your parents gave you like a secure attachment, you're more likely to love people that way. Whether if you feel like, it's not that your parents didn't show you love, but it's like a different kind of love. Like, they didn't give you, like, you
that's
know, like
the, where the baby daddy issue. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
the
where
the daddy issues come from. Daddy issues come from that, if you don't have attachment with your dad. You know what I mean? But like, if you don't have like a secure attachment style growing up, you let stuff go easier. So you're not, you don't commit that quick, and when it comes to letting go, it's easy.
Yeah
I get that too. I have a hard time letting go of people too. I get attached easily, and then it's like, oh man, like
then things don't work out, and it's crazy. But okay, I have a question. Like, how do you tell somebody that you love them? Like, how do you be that first person to be like,
I think it goes, like, it goes in your personality. You guys know me. Like, I just say things. I don't care. I'll just say out of my butthole. Like, I'm like, ah. So most of the times I regret saying things. I've never played games. If I was into a guy, I would just tell them, you know, I don't have time. And the worst, my mom always tells me that everything, the worst that can happen, it's a no. You know?
That's
like,
true.
That relationship, that was the hardest for me to walk away. I was so depressed after. And it got to a point where I'm like, okay, I finally told him, I was the first one to say I love you, and he didn't say it back. And then a month went by, and the 2 months went by, and I knew what the answer was, but I needed to question him. And I'm like, do you love me? And he said, no, I don't love you. And we've been in a relationship for almost a year, so what the hell are you doing with me?
Let
me tell you, it was a relationship that I really... It was no compromising. It was me all the way. I was, I cooked for him. I cleaned for me. You guys know me. That's not me. It was just, I was his maid. You said it. I did it because I couldn't accept that this person could have loved me. Like, look at me. I look good. I'm doing everything a girlfriend is supposed to do. And why won't you love me? And it was just so frustrating. I just had, you know what? Like, I had to walk away. I'm like, there's no point. there's nothing else that I can do.
That's true.
You know, and it hurts. And he's like, well, I can still love you. That doesn't mean that I don't love you. Now I'm never going to love you. I'm like, what kind of answer is that?
That's not an answer. You just want to keep me here and string me along.
Yeah. But it's also like, he was honest. I feel like most of people would just be like, of course I love you. Yeah, because
they don't want to hurt your feelings.
You know, so.
I like that in honestly, people. I like honesty.
Like, hearing somebody be honest with you is like the best thing in the world because
it's brutal.
It's brutal, yeah, but it's way better than being lied to. You can take it. Like, you don't, you don't want to be lied to and strung along.
I mean, I think some people would rather be lied to. I wouldn't, though.
I wouldn't. Maybe I've been lied to a lot. And, like, I have to tug answers out of my boyfriend now. And, like, seeing, like, I have a friend who her boyfriend is just, like, honest. Like, did you do this? Yes, I did. And as much as it hurt you, like, you can't be mad at the person because they, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't lie to you. It hurts way more when you find out the person's lying to you, like, 3-6 months later. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it is true. And, you know, like, but it's so hard. You always think you know people and you don't know people. And it's like, life is full of surprises. And it's just not in relationship-wise. I feel that, and I feel sometimes, you know, that you're saying, like, you're hopeless romantic and you want the notebook love. And it might, your love, like, your other half, it might be somebody else. It doesn't need to be your partner. It can be a best friend. It can be a sister. It can be your mom. It can be your dad. You don't, we don't know how this stuff works, you know? I don't think everybody in the world will find that love, you know? And that's why I'm like, I really think I did, and, like, I hope I did, you know? It's just, I think it's a blessing for people that really, you see those old, like, 90-something-year-old couple?
Yeah, those are cute. Away, I love those.
2 days later, the other one passes away, and it's just, imagine if everybody could find that love, you know? But unfortunately, it's not like that. Yeah. And I think people let it pass, the real love being somebody else, just looking for that one love that it might never come along, and it's okay. Life still goes on.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, guys. Well, I think for today, we've discussed enough what love is.
We are a little quiet now.
It's really serious. But so I think on Friday, we should talk about love and sex.
Yeah.
Because it's different.
I know. Mm-hmm. Having sex was, we always talked about sex and stuff and casual sex, but sex with love, it's completely different.
It's very different. They're between fucking and making love, right?
Yes.
So stay tuned, guys.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to us on iTunes at 3 Girls 1 Mic all together. No spaces in between, just in case
we're trying to change that. So if you search it up all together and it doesn't show up, then search it up spaced out and it will show up.
Yes. So it's 3 Girls 1 Mic all together, all spelled out, no numbers. Subscribe, and we're gonna be posting every Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays now. We're trying to make our sound better, our Twitter, our web page. We're just trying everything. We all have full-time jobs. We are really busy. We just do this for fun, but we still want it to be like the best it can be. So just stay with us.
Yes. If you guys have any questions about love, ask us.
Let us know. And we would like to know about your guys' experiences as well. Share with us. How do you know that you fell in love?
Yeah. We'll be checking out Twitter and answering all the questions on Friday.
And if you haven't yet, follow us on Twitter as well at 3Girls1Podcast. And we'll be talking to you guys again on Friday. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Got to do it. Got to do with it, babe.
What's love? It should be about us. It should be about just me. What's love?
Got to do. Got to do.